Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Kostos and the Crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
We have more unhinged, delusional tweets and YouTube comments as it concerns Bill Belichick coming up 20 minutes from now to close the show, in addition to all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. I actually can't believe that we're in a place as a society where people are doing the greatest head coach of all time sucks. Well, let me tell you actually why he's not good. Why everything we watched actually didn't happen. We have some unhinged delusional tweets we will read you at the end of the show, courtesy of our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. But until then, joining us right now, and it's always great to be joined by my friend Bill Ryder. But this is the perfect moment in time. Like this moment, exact moment in time, is the perfect moment to welcome my friend Bill Ryder to the show. Now, I will give Bill the hero's introduction, and then we will talk about the news that just broke during the break. So, for longtime listeners and viewers of this network in this time slot, Bill, Ryder than you on Infinity Sports Network, a show that I was on a million times, an insanely talented radio host, television host, and sports personality, one of the smartest people, nicest people I've ever dealt with in the world of sports. Bill, now his show, Ryder Than You, you can find it at Bill Ryder, spelled R-E-I-T-E-R to the uninitiated, BillRyder.substack.com, BillRyder.substack.com. You can find it on Apple. You can find it on Spotify. If you loved that show, and I'm sure you did because it was awesome, I loved it. I went on it a lot. BillRyder.substack.com, Apple, Spotify, etc. On Twitter, at SportsRyder. My friend, welcome back to the show. Good to see you. How are you?
My good friend. Well, now I'm blushing, bro. I mean, I got the don't have a job fro, and now I've got the you're too nice to me sort of like color in my cheeks. That was too kind. Good to be back, buddy.
Oh, man. Dude, when I go on your show, the amount of like nice things you say about me, like it would take me 30 appearances of you coming on this show with that same introduction for me to even be serious. Like I'm not to the audience. Like I'm not kidding. To begin paying you back for all the kindness you've shown me. BillRyder.substack.com. BillRyder.substack.com. So we'll talk Belichick. We'll do all that stuff. But Bill, you know, you are NBA insider. You have a ton of sources in the NBA. We worked at CBS Sports together, NBA insider for CBS. We had this news break during the break, courtesy of Shams Charania from ESPN. Giannis, ready for a new home at the NBA trade deadline, which is next Thursday, February 5th, or in the offseason, as several rival teams make aggressive offers to the Bucks for him, and the franchise is starting to listen. So it seems like they're headed towards a divorce bill, whether it's before next Thursday or in the offseason, we don't know yet. Bill Ryder's reaction to this is what?
This was like Kanye getting divorced, right? You knew this was coming.
Which
it was
one?
Just a question of when. Yes.
Which one?
Every single time, and his latest apology notwithstanding, next time. So this has been an inevitability. And let me say this, and I think you and I are going to disagree on this. I love Giannis. I think you do too. Giannis just told us all at the early part of this month, I will never request a trade. I will never ask out of Milwaukee. And that was an eyebrow raiser because every single GM that I talked to, people in the Bucks organization that I spoke with, people around the NBA believed there just wasn't a scenario where Giannis could make it through the next year. Maybe not the trade deadline because that contract is difficult to trade, but the expectation was minimum. This coming summer, summer 26, he gone. So it is, I think, expected news, Nick. It also, to me, reflects badly on Giannis. When you know you're probably going to go, don't go talk to, and I love Sam Amick, and lie and say, I'll never request a trade, and here are some word semantics and some word salads I can hide behind. It was coming, and it was going to come as a shock to a lot of delusional, no disrespect, my family's from there, Wisconsin fans, Milwaukee fans, because they kept believing there was a conspiracy for people like us to move Giannis out of there, and Giannis backed that. He should have just been quiet, probably, because this was always coming.
You know, I want to defend him a little bit here, while still acknowledging that at least part of what you said is right. Like, he probably shouldn't come out and ever say, like, I'm never going to request a trade. Like, he shouldn't have said that. I kind of look at this, and maybe I'm the naive one here, right? I'm being honest. I got to think there's some honor in what he's trying to do, which is he wants to win a championship. It's not happening in Milwaukee. And, like, I'll give them credit, and maybe you disagree with this. And to be fair, like, I think you know way more about the inner workings of this than I do. I think what they tried to do this offseason, while laughably stupid with the stretch provision with Lillard and signing Miles Turner to that deal, they tried to make it work, tried to make it happen for him. And I actually believe him, Giannis, when he says he doesn't want to leave Milwaukee. My opinion, and I can be wrong about this, I don't know, like, the inner workings, is that he wanted this to work. It clearly wasn't working. And now I think he's kind of faced with a situation, Bill, where he can stay in Milwaukee and he can continue to be the hero in Milwaukee, but he's never going to win another championship.
Like, yeah,
they need, like, a full, massive, they have no money. They have no picks because of the Lillard trade. It's not happening. So kind of like, yes, he shouldn't have said that, but I think his heart's in the right place when he says it. And I don't know that we should hold him to that, given what the situation is now.
I'll generally disagree while agreeing with you that Giannis isn't a bad guy. This is like a divorce, right? I mean, going through a divorce is difficult. And when you have to leave, you have to leave. And I have a buddy whose wife, we would go out, would sort of constantly, they'd fight. And she'd bring up, we're not getting divorced. We're not getting divorced. Like, okay, I didn't ask you. And you know what happened? Like 3 months later, they got divorced.
What would he say when she would say that? Just out of curiosity.
I mean, it was real awkward, and it was a couple drinks in, and my wife, Lori, would give me the, we are never coming out with these people again look, and then we would. So I understand where Giannis, the lady, does protest too much. The thing is, it was probably an emotional reaction to Giannis understanding that things were heading here, because if you remember, after he told Sam Amick at The Athletic, I'll never ask for a trade out of Milwaukee. So the interpretation was, he's going to stay at least for the medium term. He started throwing guys under the bus. He started criticizing teammates. He self-MRI'd like he was a magical doctor machine after a game. And I think there's a lot of things here. One,
do you not think it's fair, though, for Giannis to do that? When, like, because like, they stink.
No.
Like, he knows they stink.
I mean, here's the thing. LaMarcus Aldridge, this is like way back a long time ago when he actually mattered, when he was in Portland, said the entire year to local beat writers, I'm never going to leave. And then he up and headed to San Antonio. I think if you're honest, there's an easy thing to hide behind, which is just, guys, it's January. I'm under contract. I'm not going to answer these stupid questions. That is all you have to say. That's all you have to do. And by the way, I'll add this too. It's not easy to trade Giannis's contract at the trade deadline. It can be done with some teams, but a better deal becomes doable for Milwaukee in the summertime. So we're going to get to sort of brass tacks about to what degree is Giannis willing to wait and willing to be flexible to allow the Milwaukee Bucks to have a chance to rebuild post Giannis. And I would offer his comments probably suggest that maybe the things he says about this difficult scenario aren't always 100% true. And I love Giannis. Do I think Doc Rivers is a bum and to blame? I do. We haven't brought that guy up. I think he's to blame. I don't even blame John Horst, the GM. But things have gotten so ugly in Milwaukee. Giannis is angry. He's throwing teammates under the bus. He is saying 3 weeks after he wasn't going to leave, there's a report he wants to be traded. I think there's a toxic reality to this. It's going to make it really tricky to be sure that the Bucks get the right deal.
Why do you blame Doc?
Other than the fact he's an awful coach. And, I mean, look, here's the thing, dude. Doc brings disaster everywhere he goes in his wake. I mean, I know this is a long time ago, but when he was the advisor to Adrian Griffin, who he was a mentor to, and his advice was to have that guy fired and take that dude's job, That dude was 33-13 or whatever the record was. Yeah, their defense, they weren't great defensively. They were a top seven offense. They were rolling. And so for me, Doc Rivers, you know this is like a pressure point for me, is one of the most overrated coaches in the history of the NBA. He is widely mocked behind his back by a multitude of GMs and players. Now, Doc is so important in terms of the cultural reality of the NBA. His voice, he does TV, he's charming. Nobody wants to say it. I'll say
it. Did win a title.
He won one title with the Celtics. They should have won that. That's like Sean Payton getting one Super Bowl with Drew Brees, and me, I have to pretend like he's Bill Belichick. I mean, I don't know, man. Doc Rivers is not tactically impressive. He throws people under the bus. He creates poor cultures. And the reality is when he came in and he took over this team, expectations were the Milwaukee Bucks were contenders. Now the hope is they can make the playoffs and get swept in the postseason if things go really, really swell. Doc Rivers has been a disaster for this team, and he creates an unhappy culture, and he doesn't work particularly well with the pieces that he has. He's not the kind of guy that takes the sort of ingredients and says, I'm a master chef. I'll just make what I need with this. John Horst, I think, did an okay job. I understand the Damian Lillard thing didn't work out. Doc Rivers has underperformed with every single piece he's had in Milwaukee, and I think this disaster is on him. Are you a Doc Rivers guy?
I would say I'm no. I would say I'm like good. Ambivalent to Doc.
I'm not.
I can tell. I can tell. Yeah. You better you bet on this Wednesday, Westwood One Sports. Bill Ryder here with us on the show. BillRyder.substack.com. BillRyder.substack.com. If you liked Bill's show on the Infinity Sports Network, you will love BillRyder.substack.com. BillRyder.substack.com. And you can find it on Apple and Spotify as well. One more time, like an infomercial, BillRyder.substack.com. This is like, you know, serendipitous that we have you on the show, and we had this in advance, and this news breaks literally in the commercial break. And just to drive this point home for newer listeners and viewers who might not be familiar with you, Bill, or even may not be familiar with me, Nick Costos. Bill talks to GMs. He has a million sources in the NBA. I love that I have you here as a resource to be able to hit you with here off of this Giannis news. And we'll get your Belichick opinion coming up in a minute. So Shams writes in the tweet, ready for a new home either before next Thursday's trade deadline, February the 5th, or in the offseason. So how about question number one here, and this can be a much shorter answer. Like, Giannis is getting traded, right? Like, we can assume that this is going to happen at some point here. Okay, so Giannis is going to get traded. What would be your best guess as to when Giannis gets traded? Before the deadline or in the summer?
Summer. I think it's summertime because of the size of his contract and the reality that there's going to be more teams that can be in the mix and offer a better deal to Milwaukee, but it depends, Nick, on how hard Giannis pushes and to what degree he's willing to sit through this failure of a season to allow himself and the Bucks to find a better solution than you can find in the next 7 days.
If it's going to be before the trade deadline, obviously, and I'm biased as a Knicks fan, that's where my head goes, right? It's going to be the Knicks. Who would you say is, so you think it, the Knicks and like who else do you think is legitimately potentially in the mix here for Giannis if there's a deal by next Thursday?
I mean, you have to look at teams that have the ability to move big contracts and are willing to blow things up. I think New York is in terms of a place Giannis would be willing to go. I think the Knicks are answer number one. I think Karl Anthony Towns is a very easy sort of plug and play in terms of a reversal, and you can build around that guy, or maybe you can move him on. So talking to people around the NBA, the team that really wants him and thinks they can sell him on the idea, and I'm not saying they've back-channeled because you're not allowed to do that, but an organization that believes, for whatever reason, that he would like to be there is the Golden State Warriors. And they think that they can reopen a Steph Curry window. They also have this vision and this idea that maybe...
You're delusional,
this,
right?
This, I think, is as difficult
you're
as
delusional,
landing.
You're delusional, right, man?
They can get LeBron. Oh. I don't know. I mean, look, guys love Steph, and... The Kuminga injury is problematic, but that is a talent that Jonathan Kuminga, people really like. I think that's more of a summer deal. But the Warriors, the people that told me that Giannis was someone the Warriors thought they could get are the same people that told me that about Durant when I told them they were stupid. Durant and the Thunder had just lost to Golden State in the playoffs after being up 3-0, and it wouldn't happen. So these are people in the know. I think that is an organization absolutely to keep an eye on. And then the Miami Heat always want to be in the mix, but they have neither the resources or the relationship with Milwaukee to probably make that happen.
So you would say like for right now, things can change, that if Giannis were to get traded before next Thursday's trade deadline, fair to say that the most likely team would be the Knicks? And then that'll lead me to another question.
I think the Knicks are the team that make the most sense, because again, you have to have a few factors. You have to have a team that can make the numbers work. That's the hardest thing to do. You have to have an organization that Giannis wants to go to. I mean, that's right. Like, he's got to want to go there.
And they're going to want to do right by him, right? No matter how this has gone, they're going to want to do right by Giannis, you think?
Well, they're going to want to say that they want to do right by him. But the reality is, if you're John Horst, look, they love Giannis. And let me say this on top, to sort of layer. Giannis is a great human being and a great teammate and a great guy. So this isn't some of the other sort of superstars or players in the NBA. So, of course, they want to do well by him because they like him. This is their one chance to rebuild. I mean, Milwaukee was mediocre for a generation before Giannis came in, and it's hard to, you're not going to recruit massive talent to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And folks, I'm from Dubuque, Iowa, which is smaller and sort of, you know, 2-3 hours from there. I'm not criticizing the city. It's just, it's hard to recruit guys there. You got to do it with Thunder or the Spurs did. You have to draft the talent, and maybe you can supplement or make a trade. So Milwaukee's got, yeah, do right by Giannis, fine. You have to do right by Milwaukee and those fans for the next 5 or 6 years, and that means you have to get an ample return.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Couple more minutes here with our friend Bill Ryder at SportsRyder on Twitter, BillRyder.substack.com. A lot of love for Bill in the YouTube chat right now, saying you need a YouTube channel. BillRyder.substack.com.
I just never use it.
Yeah, it's just
I'm on there.
You know. How old are you?
I know.
Like you're a couple years older than me? Yeah, it's just 47. Like we're old dogs, man.
You look good, bro. I thought you were like 34. How old are you?
I turned 43 in a couple months.
Look at you. Look, good living right there. I look pretty good when I get my hair cut these days, though. I've lost 30 pounds. Yeah.
You look good, and I like the fro. Like, I can't pull the fro off. I like the fro. See, you did. You're the best, man. You need to be watching the show to really appreciate the last couple seconds. Apologize to those listening on the radio. last Giannis-related question, and, you know, Bill has been known, just like yours truly, to plunk a couple dollars down here and there on the old betting markets and betting on sports. So, as of right now, and this, you know, pains me as a Knicks fan, but it is what it is with the way they played recently, last night against Sacramento notwithstanding. The Knicks right now in the NBA championship market are third out of Eastern Conference teams. So the Thunder are the favorites, which they think they should be, followed by Denver when Jokic comes back, then San Antonio, then Boston, and we don't know, we'll see if Tatum comes back, the Pistons, and then the New York Knicks. If the Knicks trade for Giannis in between now and next Thursday, we think like maybe it's Kat, maybe it's Anunoby. We'll see what the haul ends up being for Milwaukee. But let's say it's like Giannis and Brunson and whomever else. Is that the best team in the Eastern Conference, the New York
Knicks,
if they swing the trade?
Don't love the coach. Yes, and I'll say this very quickly. It depends how you measure it, but there are ways you can measure it, and it's how I sort of assess my gambling. There are 3 to 5 elite teams in the NBA, and they're all in the Western Conference. There is not a single team that is elite in the NBA in the Eastern Conference. Now, the Celtics are an interesting sort of proposition if Tatum comes back and sort of what your temperature is on how that'll look, but there's not a great team. There's not in the Eastern Conference. If you add Giannis to Jalen Brunson, I think you have that in the East. and the normal time you need to let things bake when superstars come together may not matter, because I don't think there's a level of competition that's that threatening to the Knicks, at least until you get to an NBA Finals. So to answer your question, they're absolutely my favorites if they land Giannis in the next week.
Let's play that out. Let's say that, and believe me, this is hypothetical. The Knicks, this is a little Office Space reference. Knicks get Giannis, right? They make the NBA Finals. If it's Giannis, Brunson, and I don't even know who would be in the trade, who would be left, can that team and that core compete in a seven-game series with the Oklahoma City Thunder?
No. I mean, it depends who's left, but as I sort of imagine that Milwaukee is going to require a lot of players, the answer, I think, is probably not, in part because that team is not good defensively under this coach. I mean, that's part of sort of the problem for the Knicks right now, is I don't know what it is today, but they're 23rd or 24th or 25th in defensive rating day to day. No team has ever won an NBA championship with a defensive rating that is outside of the top 20, and I think it's 98% of them are in the top 10. So the answer to your question is no, but maybe the trade is a little more favorable than you think. Maybe they can keep some different pieces. Maybe Giannis elevates the defense in a way that I don't expect, and maybe they're the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors shouldn't have won that NBA championship against the Warriors, but people get hurt and things happen. So you make an NBA Finals with the Knicks if you have Giannis in this scenario. It's already a win, and it builds toward next year in the, because the Giannis window is only probably 2 to 4 more years, probably 4 more years, but it's not forever. But that's a success. I mean, you take it. No, they can't beat the Thunder, but if they get to the finals, that's a victory.
Yeah, I would sign up for it in blood as a Knicks fan. All right, great stuff. Great stuff on the Giannis news. And again, Shams Charania of ESPN reporting that the Bucks are starting to listen to offers, aggressive offers for Giannis, and it feels like Giannis is open to it, and he will get dealt either before next Thursday's trade deadline or this summer prior to the start of next NBA season. Bill, before we get you out of here, and very much appreciate the time, would love your opinion on Bill Belichick not being named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on the first ballot.
I thought this was AI. When I saw this yesterday, I thought, okay, this is like somebody. I mean, what a bunch of morons and look, that's not fair. It's 11 idiots who are casting dispersions by association on the other 39 people who I imagine voted for Belichick. I mean, look, you don't put him in the dating decision-making Hall of Fame. I got it. I'm here for it. You can mock his personal life all you want. It's the Football Hall of Fame. And by the way, a long time ago, I did a story on Scott Pioli when he came to Kansas City. And Scott Pioli, by the way, guy's the worst as a football person. But Bill Belichick was pretty amazing. And Belichick and I would talk on the phone all the time. He's incredibly charming. I have his phone number. I have 3 of them. I haven't tried it in 10 years. I'm thinking about trying it today. Just be like, hey, bro, are you okay? You can.
I have an idea.
Right? Are you?
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Let's do it right now on the air.
I think it violates some FCC rule, unfortunately. Also, I might do it on BillRider.substack.com. I don't know.
Who
knows what's going
to
happen there? Who knows?
To be fair, if I were you, I'd do the same thing.
It's absurd, dude. And I'll say this. I have been a very candid sort of commentator on the sports I've covered. Covered the NFL a long time ago. Covered baseball a long time ago. Covered the NBA now. And there are people that hate.
Dude, you had LeBron called you out last year because of how honest you are.
Chris Paul once chewed me out for 40 minutes in a hallway at the Clippers facility, screaming F words and insulting me in front of so many people that Clippers officials apologized for a month. And I voted him 3rd or 4th on my MVP ballot, you know, a month later, because you have to be able to separate those things. They don't have to. The athlete doesn't have to. We do. That's part of the job. So I find it not just to be something that casts a terrible light on the voters. It casts a bad light on journalists. And on people that are entrusted with these sort of situations. Bill Belichick hurt your feelings. Who? It doesn't matter. Who cares? I just, like everyone else, I'm outraged by this stupidity, and I wish that we knew who those voters were so they would have to defend themselves instead of me having to defend myself and all the voters, the actual voters who voted for Belichick having to defend themselves. It's the height of stupidity and incompetence.
You are like a big, this is not like a setup to a joke. Bill is like a big J journalist, and I know that's a term that gets used as a joke, but it's actually the truth. Like, there is talk of, like, this being, like the votes are sacred and, like, they should be able to remain anonymous. Like, given your, it's one thing for, like, a media person to say this. You are actually a journalist. Should the votes, you think, be made public?
Yes. So, 100%. MLB has obviously gone to that path. I have been, I don't think I will be this year, but I have been for the last 7 or 8 years, a voter for every single NBA award. my votes are public and I have to defend them. This is legacy level stuff. And it is a huge, huge trust and honor and privilege that is given to voters. I vote for the MVP in the NBA and I lose sleep over it. This is the Hall of Fame. This is that times 1,000. If you can't put your name on it, if you don't want your vote to be public, that means you are not confident in what you do, or you're playing personal grudges in politics and hiding behind anonymity to do that. You want to be a Twitter troll who says stupid things online? Be anonymous. God bless you. You want to vote for any Hall of Fame or any of these awards that are really significant to these sports and the legacies of these athletes and coaches we cover and talk about? You don't want it to be public. Give your vote to somebody else. This isn't rocket science. It is journalism. That's what it is.
You are such a stud, dude. I promoted it a couple times. Promote it for us. BillRyder.substack.com for the audience.
BillRyder.substack.com. And I have a huge guest coming today. Well, I haven't announced who it is because I got to make sure he shows up because he's famous. And an equally huge guest in Nick Kostos in the weeks or months ahead, which I just informed Nick of. So it's all happening. Get over there.
BillRyder.substack.com. Bill Ryder, R-E-I-T-E-R.substack.com. Apple and Spotify as well. You're the best, my friend. I appreciate you.
Dude, you're the best. Love the show. You're crushing it. To everybody who's an old listener of mine, I told you, you're in great hands with Nick Kostos. He is amazing, and the show kicks you know what. Thank you, Nick.
You are the best. A massive talent and a really, 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 really great human being in Bill Ryder. And I love him, and I'll say that. It's a platonic love, but I love Bill Ryder. And we'll get him on the show again soon. Break on the other side. Some delusional tweets about Bill Belichick and the bets for tonight to wrap up the Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.